love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Divorce Hour, but we are not talking about divorce today. The beauty of having my own radio show is I get to talk about what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it. Today, first of all, if you've been outside New York today, it is absolutely glorious out. And it makes me think about the summer. And you know, last week I talked about kissing in the summer, and this week we're going to talk about summer camp. And I guess this is sort of related because I kind of learned how to kiss in summer camp, amongst other things. I am honored and overjoyed to have Jeff LaFell with me today. I have literally known Jeff since I was 11 years old. He was 1 or 2 years older than that. Long time ago. Long, long time ago. Jeff has written a book called Gone the Sun. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Larry, thanks for having me on.
No problem. Let's get the incidentals out of the way. The reason I know Jeff is because he was a counselor at my summer camp. His uncle was first the head counselor and then an owner of the same camp. And his cousin was in my bunk in camp. So I know the family fairly well. His book, Gone the Sun, is about summer camp. But it's fiction, right, Jeff?
Indeed it is.
Now, many of us who've gone to Equinunk and Blue Ridge think we know who the characters are. Do we really know who the characters are?
Not really. I think what happens is what I try. First of all, let me just say that Michael Klepper is a co-author on this. We started the book together. In fact, it was his idea many, many years ago. And that's another long story. But yeah, answering your question, we're not basing these on any actual people at all. I mean, these are fictitious people. But what we wanted to do was not to have just the people at Equinunk and Blue Ridge think, gee, this is our camp. But I wanted everyone to think, anyone who went to camp, this is my camp. And I think we've succeeded in that.
I think you have succeeded, too, because I've actually spoken to other people who have read the book at my request.
Thank you.
Who were at other camps. And they were as overjoyed reading it and brought back the flood of memories that I had. And I will tell you that I was always going to go to Equinunk. My uncle went to Equinunk. My mother went to Blue Ridge. I was telling you off the air that one of the people that you acknowledge in the book, Ed Joachim, was a good friend of my mom's. So lots of memories. Lots of memories.
Arthur Lawrence, the playwright and director who just passed away, went there as well. It's a long line of famous people who went to Camp Equinunk.
It's unbelievable. And we again, talking off the air, it shapes you for the rest of your life.
It does indeed.
I know for myself, there were two events that happened in camp. I'm not going to go into them now. One was written, and one was verbal. I'm hesitant to use the word oral. One was verbal, that convinced me that I would be a trial lawyer. So, and these are things that happen all too long ago before I had ever really thought about it. Now, our camp was an athletic camp.
Right.
And the camp that you describe is also an athletic camp.
Absolutely.
Okay. And yet, you and I weren't athletes.
Right.
And one of the major characters in the book was barely an athlete.
Right.
And how did you get the inspiration? I remember his nickname. I don't remember his name. Pulitzer. How did you get the nickname? Now you got the nickname. How did you get the inspiration for Pulitzer?
For Pulitzer? I think people always ask me, are you this character or are you this character?
And they ask you if you're Pulitzer.
Right. Well, that's one of them. His name is Dorf, actually. Mm-hmm. And Michael came up with the name Pulitzer. I think what it is, I think I'm an amalgam of all the characters. Because, and you know, you mentioned it's an athletic camp. And those kids who were athletes had a wonderful time there. Some other kids may not have had such a good time because they were not such great athletes. And yet, learning how to live with that kind of adversity changed their lives also. So camp was incredibly important to all these different people. And Pulitzer, of course, was, Dorf, was the nephew of the owner of the camp. So that kind of hit close to home.
Okay, got it.
But I'm not Dorf.
No, I understand that.
I refuse to be Dorf.
You refuse to be Dorf. I think you're probably a little bit of all of them.
Absolutely. That's what I was saying, yeah.
And, you know, I'm reading your book, and I got to a point where you've referred to one of the characters as Paleface. And the gentleman who gave me a copy of your book to read, his nickname at camp was
Paleface. There you go.
So, go figure.
Go figure.
It's really a flood of memories. Now, the events that happened in camp are not related to this at all, are
no,
they?
No, not at all.
And it's purely fiction.
Totally. Characters, events, everything is fiction.
Except for the descriptions of the grounds.
Well, yeah, that's an important point because I think it's like a stage set. You know, you're going to write a different play, but you know the stage set that you're aware of, that you grew up with. So, therefore, anyone who went to Equinunc would know where the bunks were. There's no mistake on that. But it was not Equinunc. It was just the stage set.
Right. And, you know where bunk 33 is.
Oh, sure.
You knew where the guest dock was.
That's right.
You had those great experiences at the guest
dock. That's right.
And I will tell you that the hotel, there was a hotel at our camp.
Right.
Not there anymore. But where did I watch the moon landing?
From
the hotel.
The hotel.
Where did I watch Nixon's resignation? The hotel.
Interesting.
So, you know, major events in the world are, and when I say the moon landing, I'm talking about the first moon
right,
landing.
Right.
I'm not talking about any of that other stuff later on. If you want to give us a call, and I know there are camp people out there, because I've been contacting and reconnecting with a lot of them in the last week. Please give us a call, 877-480-4120. Are you shy? Send me an email, larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Shoot us an IM at the Facebook fan page of talkingalternative.com. I am here with Jeff LaFell, a co-author of Gone the Sun. And this is the Divorce Hour, not talking about divorce today. Join us, please. Give us a call. This is talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
We are celebrating today with Kool and the Gang and with Jeff LaFell. Before we get to our callers, and we have a couple of callers stacked up here, how does one get the book?
One gets the book very easily by going on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, iUniverse.com. They're all different places to get the book, and it's discounted at Amazon if you're interested. It's also paperback and hardcover.
Okay, great.
And what? Kindle.
And Kindle.
And Kindle.
Wow. Who would have thought, other than Edison, who would have thought
about Kindle, right?
Kindle. We have Frank on line one. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. Question for me or question for Jeff?
I have a question, but I just have one comment to make.
Sure.
I think we sort of make a mistake if we say that it's a camp book. I think it appeals to everybody who spent summers in a certain area. You know, I grew up I spent my summers in Breezy Point, and it was almost an Irish-American day camp. Okay, so I guess you could say it's camp-related. I don't have a question. I just, wanted to, call up to say, basically I read the book, and it made a dreary winter a happy one for me.
Thank you, Frank.
That's great. And for me, I'm sorry.
I have a gift for not stopping talking. I'm sorry.
So, no, it's okay.
If at any point I go on and you want to cut me off because I'm a bore, my students used to do it, and so why shouldn't you? I think what Gone with the Sun does is it brings us back to painful and happy memories and that we had as teenagers. And I also think, if you haven't read the book, you should, not with Jeff, but for yourself, because we all have events in our teenage years that remain with us as adults. And I think what this does is it could bring you peace. I know it brought me some peace about things, but what it definitely will bring you is a great deal of enjoyment.
I agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much for calling, Frank. Before you go, let me tell you one thing. It's about 16-year-olds, the oldest kids at this summer place, we'll call it. And, to me, I remembered the extent of the testosterone that was running through my body at age 16.
You're not alone.
So thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay, and thank you for having Jeff on, and thank you. Okay.
Great, thank you.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Jennifer is online, too. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. Actually, years ago, I went to Blue Ridge, many, many moons ago, and I have two things I want to just ask Jeff. I know many of my friends have read the book. We all love it. It really brings us back to those days.
Thank you.
But the story that I hear is more that Jeff wrote the book. I think that maybe he and Mr. Klepper had an idea, but Jeffrey was the one who wrote the book. Is that true, Mr. LaFell?
Well, difficult to say. Let me explain the process of this. We, Thanks for calling anyway, Jennifer. What happened was Mike and I went up to camp for a reunion weekend about 7 years ago. On the way back, Michael said, I think there's a book in this camp and we should think about writing it. So we began writing, and the first version of this book, which we really collaborated on very closely, came in at about 1,000 pages, and it wasn't very good at all. So we sat back down, and I said, okay, let's break this thing down and try it. And I think Mike not lost interest, but didn't put as much into it the second time around. And then there's a third version as well, which is the current one. So Michael had he began with me on this, and I think I came in on the finish line myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we've all heard. One other thing I want to bring up, if it's okay. I am a counselor, and I run a GLSEN group for gay, lesbian, transgender kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this book is brilliant.
Thank you.
And I believe this would be wonderful for my kids to read. And I have my principal reading it, and she adores it, and she agrees with me. So I want to say thank you for my kids who are 16, 17, 18, and can really appreciate the love that comes from this book and to learn to love yourself.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. And make sure that you buy the book en masse for the students to read.
Exactly. We're looking for a discount. I'll try, but I bet I can do it.
Great.
Thanks so much, Jennifer. I appreciate all the comments.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, great. And if anybody else wants to call, 877-480-4120.
I think Frank's call a little while ago is interesting because it's not a tale of camp per se. It's a tale of, friendships, betrayals, secrets, lies, coming of age. And it also, it begins at the age 16 and it continues to the current day where, all these secrets and lies that have been held in for so many years come out. So I can understand Frank having his thing out in Breezy Point and this up, in Pennsylvania. People are people and kids are kids. And things that seem so important at 16 were, and then you look back at some of them and they weren't, and some of them changed your life. So it's.
And the things that you don't think are important at the time have this echoing effect on you going through your life. I mean, it reverberates for me. I can remember my mess hall speech during Color War. We have another caller.
Wow.
Richard, line one. Hello, Richard.
Hi there.
How are you?
I didn't realize I was on so quickly. I read the book this winter, and I loved it. It was a page turner. Now, I usually don't sit down, read a book, and go throughout the day not putting it down. And this book, I couldn't put the thing down. But I have a question. I really got into the characters that Jeff was just talking about, and I'd like to know, will he ever give them another life? Will there be another follow-up, a short story? Because there are a couple of them that just lived with me for days afterwards. And that's, for me, always a good critique, because if I see a film and it lasts for a long time in my mind, it means it really got to me and it's valuable to my life. Well, so I hated to say goodbye to these characters.
Thanks. Your name was...
Will they have another life?
Richard, that was your name? Yes, thank you. Well, I kind of think when the book ends, it ends, but there's always the possibility of a short story or... who knows? But Larry was asking me what I'm working on now. I'm working on a mystery novel with a good friend of mine. Throwing ideas around at this point. But who knows? There may be Nikki and Gavin a sequel.
Gavin and Nikki, those are my two favorites.
There you go. It could be could be a sequel. So, but we'll
that
see.
Would be,
see, and I
like
it's funny, and I liked Apple. Apple and Pulitzer were my two favorites.
There you go.
And I never went to camp. So for me, it wasn't the camp actually, I worked one summer at a day camp. But I never was a live-in type thing with this, and it related beautifully because the characters, each one of them had such a life.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you to say that.
And
so let me know if something else comes out posted somehow.
You know, Richard, it was funny because as you're reading the book and you get into their older ages, you learn about the background they had as they grew up. So it was really incredible. You were getting your, what's the word I'm looking for? I'll use the word background. It's the only thing I can come up with right now. As it's going on, you're learning more and more about these people. And I agree with you. You cared about each of these characters.
Thanks.
And also, you know, when you're an adolescent, you know, you have these pangs and these problems. And then you see them years later, and you've been there, and you see how things are resolved or not resolved. And then you have an opportunity to sort of catch up and deal with things that were never resolved. That's what I love so much.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening and thanks for calling. Tell your friends what a great show this is, please.
You got it.
And keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Jeff, one more time. How do we get the book?
BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, or you can go to your Barnes & Noble, local Barnes & Noble, and put it on order. Some stores have it in stock. Others, you have to order it.
Okay, great. One of the things you did up at camp was you wrote some of the music.
Right.
And, you know, on the girl side, the way that our camp was set up, the girls were on the other side of the lake.
Right.
So it was, to get to the girls' camp, it wasn't like walking across the street. It was going around the lake.
Right.
So.
And a very important plot device happens on that path around the lake to the girls' camp.
That's right. Yeah. Well, a lot of, shall I say, life-changing events occurred on that path.
Absolutely.
Between the boys' camp and the girls'
camp. And some of those people are still there, I think.
Well, certainly those memories.
And
their
memories are there.
Those memories
right.
are definitely still there.
That's right.
Okay. We are coming up against the break. I know we're going to have another caller. Hopefully that caller can hold on through the break. We are talking with Jeff LaFell, the name of the book, Gone the Sun, which, of course, is the second line of Taps.
That's right.
And give us a call here, 877-480-4120. This is the non-divorce hour today. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
10cc, I'm not in love. But I am in love with the book.
Thank you.
Before we move on, we have a caller, Joyce, on line one. Hello, Joyce. Thank you for calling. Joyce, can you hear me? Did we lose Joyce? We must have lost Joyce.
Jeff?
No.
I am in love with the book.
This is why I'm getting two different...
Joyce, if you could lower turn off the sounds on your computer.
Yes, I think that's what I have to do.
Joyce. Okay, great.
I'm going to do that right now. Okay, done.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
It's Joyce Levy.
Oh, hi, Joyce. How are you?
I'm very fine. Congratulations to you.
Thank
on
you.
The success of your book, which I'm in the process of reading.
Thank you.
And needless to say, it's bringing back memories. I don't even have to read the book. I just have to hear you talk about it.
That's right. Well, you were there.
I was there. And as I recall, you got interested. So you told me in theater when you saw Carousel at camp.
That's right.
When I was Julie.
That's right.
And we had a lot of... wonderful theatrical memories.
Well, Herb certainly, and you with the piano.
Yes.
That was it was wonderful. Great times.
Well, yes, my daughters have listened to Fiddler. You know, we have a tape. When Herb was ill, he's gone almost 26 years.
Uh-huh.
But I had a tape made from our 8mm.
Oh.
To give to him. And my daughters and my grandchildren have listened to it and acquaint themselves with their grandfather.
Well, that was a great show, and he did a great job.
Well, it was a wonderful play, and you were a wonderful director.
Thank you.
And now that I'm in the city for a few days, I'm hoping to see you and talk with you face-to-face.
That would be very nice.
And I wish you continued luck, but I sent you my phone number.
Yes.
An email.
And great.
We will get together before you go back home.
Thank you
absolutely.
So much for calling.
I wish you all the best. It's wonderful to see how things have transpired for you in your life.
Thanks
since
so much,
the last
Joyce.
Time we met.
Thank you,
good
Joyce.
Luck.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, bye now.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank you so much, Joyce. Now we have Paul on line two.
Hi.
Is this Paleface?
I think Jeff was probably expecting this call.
It's different Paul.
It's different Paul. Hi, Paul.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm well, thank you. Paul is...
Good. I have to say I was stunned to hear Joyce's voice after about 35 years.
That's right.
It's old home. I don't know if people. I think people should know that Jeff, besides authoring this book, is an accomplished playwright and a lyricist, and did a full play about camp life, which he called Schwangunk, many, many, many years ago. I ran the full gamut. Equinox was a huge part of my life. I ran the gamut from an 8-year-old right through to Color War Chief and Group Head. And had the privilege when I was 16 and a half to be in a bunk where Jeff was allegedly the adult influence.
I
also had the privilege of reading the first draft of the book.
Yes, you did. That's right.
When it was only lots of 8x11 type pages in a folder.
That's right.
And it changed quite a bit from beginning to end, but Jeff was kind enough to include my name in the book in a basketball game.
Well, who else, Paul?
But I did want to say that I was very proud to be Jeff's friend and to know him through this journey. And he's done a terrific job. I find it hard to believe that there hasn't been influence of people. I, in fact, called Jeff and gave him the names of the people in the book. But if everybody's done that, I think it points to the success of the book and the fact that he did such a great job on the characters.
Well, thank you.
He did a great job on the characters.
Thanks,
but
Paul.
Let me tell you something while you're here. You remember the rec call, of course, right?
Of course.
And you'd look at the old Color War plaques, and you'd say, boy, those people must be really old.
Well, let me tell you something about
the Color
War plaques.
And now the plaques for us
I'll tell you a funny thing about the Color War plaques. One of my bunkmates, Stephen Moss, who I'm still friendly with, he has grandchildren at Equinox now. And last year when he went up, he took a photograph of my color wall plaque when I was a chief and emailed it to me.
Oh, that's so
and I still have it. It was quite something that all those plaques are still up there. And in fact, as Jeff knows, my business partner was a color wall chief up there also, Joel Jacobs. So there are a lot of relationships that go on for a very long time.
And don't forget that, Paul, that when I was chief, you guys were a very important in helping me lose color wall.
You know, I'm really insulted here. I seem to be the only non-chief around. I did make it to Booster, though.
There you go.
Well, I was Jeff's booster at one time, and when the color wall broke, I had borrowed his car and driven into the town of Liberty, I guess it was, Hancock. And Jeff is saying, where the hell is he? But it was only that I also had his car at the time.
Right.
But there were a lot of great people up there, and I've been in touch with people like Ronnie Holmick, who also is reading Jeff's book, and he's out in California where he's president of a university.
Huh.
So it's quite a ride.
It's incredible.
Tell Ron to put it on the curriculum if he's president of the university.
And I hope that there will be a reunion of the old-timers again someday here in the city.
That would be fun.
And I hope you'll include some of us younger old-timers
as well.
I will be happy to do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Jeff,
for
good calling. Talking to you.
Thanks, Paul.
We have Bernard on line one. Hello, Bernard.
Love the book. Fun and touching and lyrical. I just have one question for Jeff. He can just give three or four examples if he's got them. I'm curious what novels and films inspired him as he was writing the book.
Funny you should ask that question. You say your name is Bernard?
Yes.
Yes, Bernard. I wanted to mention this earlier. I taught high school for many years, and one of the great influences was Edward Albee. And I taught Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf to my AP classes for many, many years. And the idea of truth and illusion that he brings forth in that play resonated with me to the point that I wanted in this book to have the whole idea of truth and illusion. And that's what this book is truly about, is what we perceive as truth as youngsters. Is it the same truth as we get older? In fact, one character tells a story of the monkey's paw in the book. And if you know the story of the monkey's paw, where the mother wishes her son who has died to be able to come back to life again, and indeed he does, but he comes back in a horrible, misshapen form because he's fallen into a thresher or something like that. So sometimes when we wish for these things to happen again, we forget that they're going to be changed as they come back to our lives. So it's a matter of, truth and illusion, secrets and lives, and thank you, Mr. Albee, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Excellent. Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, Bernard. Please tell your friends to listen. Hopefully we'll do more of these shows.
Yeah, well.
This is a lot of fun for me.
It's fun for me, too.
It truly is a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
If you have a call, because the calls are fast and furious
they
today, give us a call at 877-480-4120. We are with Jeff LaFell. Jeff, I know that we're going to have a call, but tell us again how we get the book.
Amazon.
And the name of the book.
The name of the book is Gone the Sun. It's at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, iUniverse.com. I think the best prices today are at Amazon.com.
Great. We have a caller on line two. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. Hello, caller.
Am I on? Is this me?
This is the Divorce Hour. Who are we speaking with?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Dave from Florida.
Hi, Dave from Florida.
Hi. I'd like to not talk about the book, if that's possible, because I didn't go to your camp.
But it's about all the camps, and you really should read it.
Well, this is kind of my point. I'm a big reader, and I will pick it up. My cousin, who I love very much, didn't tell me about the book. So, but now that I've heard about it, I'm going to go read it.
Good.
What I wanted to say was that for me, the greatest pieces of literature as an ex-English major, and the greatest movies are the stories that are coming of age. And some of them are our most greatest films and greatest novels, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird. All these really, in truth, are actually coming-of-age stories. And these summer experiences that are so formative that determine really who we are as young adults and into adulthood, determine what type of relationships we have, really start often during these summer experiences. You know, there are summer loves that we never forget. There's summer sports events that we never forget, and they become a part of us. And I'm going to go as far as to say that my happiest dreams, I have a happy life. No, I'm not going to say I don't have a happy life. I have a wonderful life. But my happiest and most wonderful dreams are camp dreams, summer camp dreams.
Mine too. Isn't that funny?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Read the book, I think, to see those dreams coming true again.
David, you got to read it.
I'll do that.
I love that. Anyway, thank you for calling.
You guys are delightful. Have
a great day.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye. We have Lori on line two. We're going to skip a break and we'll double up later. Hello, Lori.
Lori?
Hi. This is Tori with a T.
Tori. Okay. Do me a favor. Turn down the volume on your computer or turn it off.
Okay, I did.
Thank you. Otherwise, we talk to each other twice.
Oh, okay.
How are you, Tori?
I'm great.
Thank you so much.
I love the book. I was intrigued by it when I saw it on Barnes & Noble. And I chose it because I grew up in the area of summer camps and could really relate to the characters. And I have a question for Mr. LaFell.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it important for Gavin to have a port wine stain on his face?
That's an interesting question. I think, in a way, he was always in your... I don't want to give too much of the book away, but he was always in his twin's shadow. And I think this is almost a reminder to him every day that he is not York. Of course, it gets all biblical and everything like that, too, but I don't want to go into that whole part of it. But I think it's a constant reminder that he is not the perfect boy. He is not, you know, he is not his twin. He's not York. In fact, that's part of the idea of the title of the, as Laurie mentioned a few minutes ago, Gone the Sun, is from Taps. Day is done, gone the sun. And, of course, sun can be spelled in two different ways. And someone even mentions in the book that York is the sun god. I'm not giving too much away, but he does pass in the book, and so therefore gone the sun, and who is left is Gavin, who always will have the port wine stain on his face.
Well, it's a wonderful book.
Thank you.
The characters are so well developed. You want to be their friend. And I highly recommend it to anyone who's listening to this station.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening, Tori. And please keep listening on other shows.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to take a little break now. We'll be back with Jeff LaFell talking about Gone the Sun in just a minute. This is the non-divorce hour. I am Larry Bloom at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you love movies? Then join me and share your opinions about them on the radio. This is Mike, a movie fan like you. Starting May 10th, join me every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for my new show, Movie Time, on TalkingAlternative.com. Call me live or email me at MovieTimeRadio@gmail.com. We'll talk about all the blockbusters, who's the best director, and which movies are overrated, among many other topics. Join me for Movie Time, Tuesdays at 6 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
John Waite ain't missing you. Well, I am missing camp. And I'm missing, I have to tell, you know, reading even before the book started your acknowledgments page, there is not a person I know who went to Equinunk who does not revere Henny Goldman.
That's true. Absolutely.
And it's incredible. I remember 74, I had been away, a upper senior in 69, a waiter in 70, and didn't come back until 74. And my kids, my campers were juniors, so they were really little, and they didn't know Henny. Henny walks into the mess hall, and, you know, the older kids knew who he was. They started singing, you know, doing the Blue Hen cheer.
Right.
I made my kids get up and scream it out because he was that influential in my life. And I often, on the show, I tell a story about my friend's parents who had the perfect marriage. Henny and I forgot
Tess.
His wife, Tess.
Tess.
Tess. What a great marriage they had. I had the privilege of spending some time alone with the two of them. And I remember which one. One was judge and one was professor to each other. That's right. The way they referred to right. each other. And it was just so loving and so nice.
Well, Henny used to call me Pulitzer.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Or he would also, he would call me professor. Those are, and I'll tell you, I was, one of the great honors of my life was when Henny passed away. His son Jimmy called me and asked me if I would speak at Henny's funeral.
Oh, my God.
Which was really very nice. Yeah, I was very touched and very honored to do that.
I was upset that I didn't know about the funeral because yeah. I would have gone. I mean, yeah. he was that valuable a presence in my life. Let me tell my story. I got to tell my story.
Your show,
sorry.
Right?
It's my show. 1974. I'm a booster. I got to make a mess hall speech. Well, first of all, you stood on a chair.
Right.
And all the camper chiefs and the boosters and the chiefs all sat at one humongous table. Well, I wasn't having any stand on the chair. I got up on the chair and I walked the length, got up at the table and walked the length of the table. And I spoke, it was dinner, the second night of, which is, of course, right before the upper senior basketball game. And I made this impassioned speech about how the cheering of the kids was music to my ears. We were the red band. So, I mean, it was really into it. And, you know, I had no voice at that time, so you could barely hear me. And, you know, and I got off the thing, and it was a major event in my life. I was so happy about it. And then somebody sat next to Bobby Freed, who was the first booster. I was the second booster. Leans over to me. He goes, "You didn't play in that game." I said, "I know." That's how I knew I was going to be a lawyer, a trial lawyer at that point.
There you go.
I made it so personal it had nothing to do with me. We are with Jeff LaFell. We are talking about his incredibly wonderful novel, Gone the Sun. If you haven't read it, what are you waiting for? Order the book, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Look for it. Tell your friends about it. It is coming of age. It's about 16-year-old boys and 16-year-old girls. Give us a call. We have one segment left. 877-480-4120. This is the Non-Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
The Edwin Hawkins Singers, Oh Happy Day, which of course is my theme song after my divorce was final. We have Eileen on the phone. Hello, Eileen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling.
I have a question for Mr. LaFell. First, I have a statement. I want to say I read Gone to Sun, and I absolutely loved it.
Thank you.
And I've been giving it to all of my friends as birthday and Christmas and all kinds of holiday gifts. So I thank you.
That's great.
Thank you. I do want to say that I have. I grew up in New York. I never went to camp, but I can appreciate all of the characters, and I can see taking the characters out of the camp setting and put them in any kind of classroom or social setting where there are kind and gentle people. But what I wanted to ask Mr. LaFell is, where Henry Sturts came in? He was such a bully.
and didn't
so
we all have
around now? So how did you draw? How did you create Henry Sturts? Where did he come from?
Well, to be honest, at the very, very beginning, we needed, let's say, with quotation marks around it, a villain. And Michael came up with Sturts, and I think Michael loved Sturts. I think he may be based on a composite of a number of people that we knew at camp, but there you are. Anyway, but then you just can't look at Sturts as a villain. If you read the book, you'll see that things change, and there are surprises here and there also that you wouldn't expect. But, yeah, okay. There has to be a bad guy, and for most of the book, he's the bad guy.
He was actually the catalyst.
Yeah, he was.
He was the catalyst. He got things going.
That's right.
He riled everyone up.
Right.
He did.
And he's the one who made the movie. So, if you haven't read the book, you have no idea what that means. But there is a movie being made about the camp, and it starts as a movie company that's making it.
And he's making it 25 years later.
Right.
And the people that are still alive are in the 25 years later, and they're in the earlier time.
And, of course, just because Henry Sturts made a movie of these people doesn't mean that if there's someone listening out there who would like to make a movie of this book, you can go right ahead and do that. Just contact us.
That's a shameless plug. I like that.
A shameless plug, absolutely.
It would make a great movie. Who could you see playing Henry Sturts?
Well, we have to think about that.
At what age?
That's true, too. At the camp.
I think if you make a movie...
Early Henry and late.
I think if you make a movie of this book, it has to be unknowns to be the young kids. When they grow older, you can get established actors for that. Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. LaFelle. It's wonderful reading, and I appreciate your writing it, and I'd recommend it highly. So thanks,
Eileen. Appreciate that.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. Please continue to listen to this show.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Great. You know, I went to high school, did not go to camp, but I went to high school with a guy who I call him the most famous person I went to high school with. He was one of the executive producers on Godfather 3. And he had that kind of a personality growing up. A Sturts-esque personality.
Sturtsian, right.
Sturtsian, okay.
Right.
Sturtsian personality growing up. This is just such a wonderful book. I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. And it really did bring me back to being 15, 16 years old. Any reason, you know, the oldest kids at our camp were 15. You made these kids 16. Any particular reason?
Yes, because if the real kids did what these kids do at 15...
You would have gotten in trouble for child pornography.
You betcha.
Okay, just checking.
You betcha.
Just checking.
And also, these kids think that they're adults at 16. When you're 15, you know you're not an adult. But at 16, you think you're an adult at this point. You know.
But yeah, it's true. And at 15, and I was at camp when I was 16 as a waiter.
Right.
So it was. But what you have is besides the ever flowing testosterone, you have this feeling of invulnerability,
no
invincibility.
Question. And then when you find out that you're not who you think you are, as Gavin finds out, I mean, it's devastating to him. And then, of course, he needs his brother's approval, and you have to read the book to find
out
what happens.
You have to read the book and find out. Sounds like school. And you were a school teacher.
That's right.
I have had so much fun, Jeff.
Thank you, Larry.
That you would come again.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
Come again when you have your new book out. Come again when the movie of this book.
Oh, your mouth to God's ears. Love it.
I would love to go. I'd love to go to the premiere.
You got it.
Okay. Next week on the show, we're going back to divorce. And in the summertime theme, we're going to talk about eating properly. Anna Maria Moore is coming back in talking about the connection between sugar and mood. Could it be that if I had given up sugar, I might not have been forced to give up my wife? Who knows? Stay tuned, my friends, because Tony Martinetti is up next. He has a very interesting show, as he always does, on nonprofits. It has been my pleasure. Before we go, Jeff, one more time.
Yes.
How do we get the book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Laurie, for inviting me.
Thank you very much. Stay tuned for Tony. This has been The Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. See you next week.
Bomba dida, 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 bomba about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you love movies? Then join me and share your opinions about them on the radio. This is Mike, a movie fan like you. Starting May 10th, join me every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for my new show, Movie Time, on TalkingAlternative.com. Call me live or email me at MovieTimeRadio@gmail.com. We'll talk about all the blockbusters, who's the best director, and which movies are overrated, among many other topics. Join me for Movie Time, Tuesdays at 6 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.